Hello, I'm Susan Spence. Welcome to Inside Lighter Life, the monthly podcast from Lighter Life. This is the place to listen to tips, advice, and features on how to lose weight fast, as well as interviews with health experts, Lighter Life counsellors, and real-life clients. Lighter Life offers weight loss and weight management programmes for both women and men who have one stone or more to lose. You can find out more by visiting our website, lighterlife.com. Our theme this month is New Year, New You. It's never too early to start planning change, and this side of Christmas is the ideal time. If you want to make a commitment to yourself and a healthier 2011, then why not contact your local Lighter Life weight management counsellor and get the ball rolling to get signed up and start Lighter Life in January. Jane Milton has been on Lighter Life Total for 7 weeks. She tells us how her family Christmas this year will be different from past years and why she's looking forward to a new way of life in 2011. And her weight management counsellor, Raksha Kukadia, offers tips on how to cope with one of the most challenging days of the year and tells us why she thinks Lighter Life is the right choice. And of course, we have our competition. This month, we're giving you the chance to win £100 worth of beauty vouchers, which is a great non-food treat you can use to reward yourself with in January. Just keep listening to the podcast and we'll let you know how you can win. But first, as always, let's pop by the office of Lighter Life's Chief Exec, Sarah Jamieson, and find out what 2011 has in store for clients, Lighter Life, and for Sarah personally. So tell us, what's new for 2011?
Well, we always have a lot going on in January, Susan, so there's even more planned this January and throughout the coming year. What we have this year is a new membership scheme. We have new products and new food pack flavours being launched, including, would you believe, a spicy curry soup, shepherd's pie, minestrone soup, and a new recipe toffee bar. And I speak from personal experience, having been part of the testing and trialling of all these products, and they are very, very nice. We also have some fantastic new recipe books, one of which is for light clients and one for management clients. Plus, we also have a new year, new price offer. So whilst everyone else's prices are going up, clients joining Lighter Life will not only be losing pounds, but also saving pounds as well. So all in all, it's a good time to join.
I think spicy curry is a great idea. What kind of curry taste is it?
Oh gosh, I can't. I'm not a curry connoisseur, I'm afraid, but it's hot and spicy.
Okay, that'll do for us then. So January, as always, is one of those times where everybody's talking about diets, they're talking about fitness. So why should potential clients choose Lighter Life?
Do you know, I always feel when you ask me these sorts of questions that I go over and over the same old thing. But as I always say, I make no excuses for doing this because, yes, January is that time of year that everywhere you turn, there are tips, hints, advice on diets, new diets, old diets reworked round, detoxing, New Year's resolutions. But we're not quite there yet because we're just hitting December as I'm recording this. And what we're doing this month is some research on overindulging at Christmas time. And I'm pretty sure, having looked at the research, that that's why January has always been a month of famine following the Christmas feast. But at Lighter Life, we know that Christmas isn't all about the food and that our clients should approach the Christmas season with care. And as I always say, that's why Lighter Life is different. I know for our regular podcast listeners, as I say, I've said this before, but it truly isn't just about what you eat. It's about why you eat. We know that the average person in the UK goes on about 3 diets a year. We know that with Lighter Life, our clients can get to the root of the problem and will allow them to become more aware of the situation, the feelings or the circumstances that have led to overeating. And then we help people develop skills to combat this. So far, since we were formed in 1996, we've helped over 230,000 people lose weight. Our weekly groups enable clients to take time to discover what's really going on in their lives and then reassess. And that's what January is about for many people, whether they're thinking of losing weight or not.
So we all know that there are many, many different reasons as to why people decide to join Lighter Life. But lots of our clients are actually inspired by family and friends.
Yes, you know, long before I ever joined Lighter Life, I had a friend who was on the Lighter Life program, and every week she was ringing me up and telling me how much weight she'd lost and talking about these food packs. And even then, I was kind of struggling to understand exactly what the program involved. And it took a few weeks of her talking to me about it for me to truly understand. But absolutely, I mean, seeing a friend or family member change before your eyes is probably the most powerful pull for many of our potential clients. And if you're meeting up with family at Christmas and you haven't seen them for a while, then possibly you may be surprised and delighted to see a member of your family who looks slimmer, happier and more confident because they've been a Lighter Life client. So I hear some amazing stories about clients who do a big reveal at Christmas, a bit like the TV shows that we've all seen from time to time. And we know for some of our clients, it's like a special present or secret that they can't wait to share. And the sheer joy and inspiration that they share becomes infectious and touches the other people in their lives really positively.
So for you personally, Sarah, what are you looking forward to in 2011?
I'm looking forward to a really exciting year. I think from a media perspective, everyone loves a wedding. And we've just heard about the royal wedding that's scheduled for April next year. And I'm sure that will be all over the media and part of many of our lives for this year. We've been talking in the office about how many royal weddings we've watched. And I couldn't believe when someone told me it was 30 years ago that Charles and Diana walked down the aisle. So that seems ages ago, and I can remember it very clearly. But at the moment, I'm still in the Christmas mode and want to enjoy every minute left of this year until the bells toll at midnight on New Year's Eve. And then I'll really start thinking about 2011 and the excitement of what lies ahead.
Yeah, talking of Charles and Di, I remember I created a little Charles and Di scrapbook. The loser that I am. Do you do anything like that now?
I had a John Travolta scrapbook. I did actually have a royal wedding scrapbook as well. I remember putting the milk bottle tops into my royal wedding scrapbook. And I also remember when she stepped out of the carriage, my very best friend ringing me and saying, look how creased her dress is.
Yeah, that was a major thing. And I'm sure that Kate won't do the same thing. Sarah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much and have a very Merry Christmas.
Susan, very happy Christmas to you. Thanks very much.
Happiness resides not in possessions and not in gold. The feeling of happiness dwells in the soul.
Hello, I'm Jane Milton and I'm from West London. I was a dress size 18 to 20 before I started on the programme. And 7 weeks later, in December 2010, I'm now a size 16. I have always struggled with my weight as an adult. I've lost weight successfully a few times but failed to keep it off. And my weight has just gradually been building, and until I started on this programme, I was the heaviest I'd ever been.
So tell us, why did you choose Lighter Life?
I have a work colleague who had lost a dramatic amount of weight, and I asked her how she'd done it, and she told me that she'd used the Lighter Life programme. And I was amazed that she'd managed to do that within her work pattern. Her work pattern and mine are quite similar. So I knew that if she had managed it, it was something that I could do as well. And that was what encouraged me to do it.
So what was it that motivated you in the first place to lose weight?
Last year, I had quite a bad chest infection. And I certainly felt that having excess weight wasn't necessarily helping me with that. And I found it quite frightening. I found that I was struggling to breathe sometimes and I've had to start using inhalers and things. I'm not 100% sure that that will go when I lose the weight, but at least I'll know that that's not contributing to it.
And what was it in particular that attracted you to Lighter Life Total that perhaps you hadn't found in other weight loss programs?
Just the simplicity of it, because everything's all worked out for me. It was very easy just to get into habit very quickly with it. And That was what appealed to me about it as well. It would work well. I've got a busy life and it would work well within my life.
You've been on the programme there for 7 weeks. Yeah. What have you already noticed that's changed for you or within you?
In the first week, I got rid of things in the house that I knew I was picking on. I just have a very different focus. I'm exercising more. I'm making sure that I've planned for things. I work out in the morning what I'm going to eat for the whole day. I'm eating at regular intervals, so I'm never hungry. Quite a lot really has changed quite significantly in 7 weeks, I think.
And what about your feelings towards food?
I work with food for a living, so I'm still very involved in food and happy to be, but I just don't have the same need to eat it, which is good. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not worried about being around it. I have just got a very different attitude to it. I'm quite happy to work with it, but it's just not something that I'm interested in eating at the moment.
We're on the run-up to Christmas then. How are you approaching Christmas differently this year to past years?
My whole family are coming to stay with me, so I'm having to plan what everybody's going to eat. I've got all my food plans organised, know what they're eating every day, know how that fits in with what I'm going to eat. I've planned lots of activities for us, things that don't involve food, going to galleries and looking at things, going to exhibitions, going to the theatre, going for a spa day. So I'm really looking forward to it because I think I'm probably more organised than I normally would be. And I'm very happy about it. I'm not concerned that I'll go off my programme in any way. I feel quite strong about it. I think the work that I've done in the last 7 weeks in identifying why I eat and things has changed my attitude to my own personal eating.
2011 is just around the corner. What do you think will be different for you in the month of January and throughout the rest of the year?
For me, I wasn't unhappy with my weight before. I was quite happy with how I was. So I think I will still be happy going through 2011. But there are things that I now realise were bothering me at the back of my mind. For instance, I'm going to speak at a conference in February, and it would always have been a bit of a worry for me. What will I wear to that conference? What am I going to wear so that I look good while I'm on stage talking? And those kind of worries will have gone by then, because by the time I get to the conference in February, I will have lost a significant amount of weight. And so I'll be able to concentrate on what I'm actually there to do rather than worrying about those other things. I've already got rid of all my summer clothes that I had this year because I'm imagining that I'm going to be at least 4, if not 5 dress sizes smaller by next summer. So I'm looking forward to being able to just buy the clothes I like, not the clothes that fit me. And just to having a very good, very positive experience next year.
And who have you told that you're doing Lighter Life?
I've only told one person who lives in the same house as me because they were going to see it, and the person that had encouraged me to join because they had joined. I felt I just didn't want pressure put on me of having other people watching me because they knew I was doing it, and that it was better just to get on with it and then let people find out when they see a significant change in me.
What did you actually say to them, those that you told?
The two people that I've told know that I'm on Lighter Life. They know why I've chosen it, because it worked for somebody else that I knew, or for one of those people. But other people, I've just told them that I'm detoxing and clearing out my system, which is actually true as well. And so I've just left it like that with them, and they've accepted that that's why I'm not eating certain things that they offer me and that sort of thing. It's made it much easier just to refuse food.
And of course, in a few weeks' time, when you have all the family down for Christmas, you're going to have to, you know, share that with them, aren't you?
Yeah, and I hope that they'll view it as a positive step, and then really that they'll just leave me to get on with it. I just don't want a lot of fuss around it, so I'm just quite happy if I can just carry on and on.
And so what would you say to anybody listening to the podcast thinking about embarking on their Lighter Life journey?
I would say the sooner you start, the better. I've lost a significant amount of weight. I've lost a significant amount of dress sizes in the last couple of weeks. And what I realise is whatever you lose every week is always better than putting on. And so the sooner you start, the sooner you'll start to see those changes in yourself. So definitely just to get started on it as quickly as you can.
And how do you find Lighter Life different to other weight loss programmes you've tried in the past?
I find it very simple. One of the great things about it is that after the first few days, I can honestly say I have never, ever felt hungry. I'm not going looking for food to eat. I also think that the counselling sessions and identifying my triggers and the things that have made me overeat in the past before, and working through scenarios before they happen so that I have coping mechanisms for them, has been a significant part of my success over the last 7 weeks.
Well, Jane, thank you very much for talking to us, and we wish you all the best for your Lighter Life journey.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've heard from Jane, let's speak to her counsellor, who is Raksha Kukadia, who's the counsellor for Ealing. Raksha, you must be really pleased with the progress that Jane has made.
Yes, indeed. It's so good to see clients nearly halfway through their journey and doing so well, but also being so determined to be abstinent over Christmas.
So how do you prepare clients for Christmas? Because it is a time of huge temptation.
For clients, I tell them that there'll be many more Christmases. There isn't just this one Christmas. And of course, there are many events where we celebrate with food. After Christmas, there'll be Easter, then there may be a wedding, then be an anniversary or a birthday. So there will always be events throughout the year. So it's never the right time to, you know, to start.
So in terms of helping them get through the month of December, what do you tend to do?
For my clients, it's a time that they spend with their family and around a lot of food and a lot of other treats, food treats. And what I do with my clients is to, encourage them to treat themselves with non-food treats. So, for example, go to have a spa day or have their nails done and pamper themselves. But also during the time that they're actually cooking the Christmas meal, that's a tough time for a lot of women and some men. And that's when they can, you know, prepare themselves by having their food packed before they start cooking, having a savoury broth, and continue to take care of themselves during the Christmas period. In terms of the group sessions, we don't actually discuss Christmas until the 1st of December because we don't want to be talking about different foods, etc. But once December is here, it is about how the clients can support themselves and how they can take care of themselves throughout the Christmas period. And during the Christmas week, we have a special group session where we talk about goal setting. And this particular session is very supportive during that period of the most temptation.
And so what are you looking forward to in 2011 for you and your clients?
Well, in 2011, we're really looking forward to so many different things. Lighter Life Ealing is going on Facebook. In the spring, we're going to be doing a makeover and photo shoot for our successful clients. We're doing monthly walks, and we're also taking clients on the Race for Life in the summer. So there's plenty of exciting things happening, both for our clients, our team here at Ealing, and myself.
So I imagine all these things that you've got planned for next year will be real motivational tools for clients to help them get through the Christmas period and into a new year.
Absolutely. It's about the new year and having a new life. Better health, having more energy, much more confidence, and much better outlook on life if they stay on the programme.
So why do you think that Lighter Life is the right choice for someone who's embarking or looking to embark in a new weight loss programme?
For me personally, it's the work that we do in the group sessions. I'll give you an example. You know, a quiet person for the first 3 weeks may not say anything in the group. And then on week four, they're sitting upright and they're saying, well, I went to work and I told them I wasn't going to put up with this anymore. So it's the techniques we use in the group sessions that gives them the confidence to value themselves and empower them to make the changes to move forward in a much more positive way.
So, Raksha, tell us a little bit about your weight loss journey and how you got involved with Lighter Life.
I started my Lighter Life journey in 2006 and I went from size 18 to size 8. I now have maintained my weight. The program changed my life so much I've done so many adventurous things. I've climbed the Mount Kilimanjaro and raised £2,000 for disabled children. When I saw this difference and the program wasn't just about weight loss, I wanted to share that with other people, and that's why I became a Lighter Life counsellor.
And so finally, what's going to be different for you in 2011, or what are you looking forward to?
I'm really excited about 2011. I really want to keep fit and perhaps do some other challenge like climbing the mountain. But it's really about maintaining my weight and keeping fit and healthy for me.
Well, Raksha, we wish you all the best with those challenges for 2011. And thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Nothing is predestined. The obstacles of your past can become the gateways that lead to new beginnings.
It's competition time now, and before we give you details on how you can win £100 worth of beauty vouchers, let me tell you who won last month's competition. Our theme was Transforming Lives, which was all about how a variety of clients have in one way or another transformed their lives after losing weight with Lighter Life. We gave you the chance to win £200 worth of holiday vouchers, and our lucky podcast winner this time around is Daphne Lovell from Bury St Edmunds. And Daphne says, "I just listened to the podcast on my iPod while out walking my dogs and really enjoyed it. I'd heard about Lighter Life and decided that it was now or never. At the age of 62, I couldn't bear the thought of being a fat little lady for the rest of my life. I started the programme on April 1st, 2010, not April Fool's Day, but April Fantastic Day. I achieved my goal weight in 3 months, continued on maintenance for a further 3 months, and now attend the management group in Newmarket. The counsellor, Gwen Owen, is a real inspiration, and the group have proved to be a great support, not to mention great fun. Thank you, Lighter Life, for changing my life. The podcasts are a real inspiration." Well, Daphne, it's great to hear that you're downloading the podcast onto your iPod and taking it out and about with you. It's just one of the many uses that the podcast has and why it's been so successful for Lighter Life and our clients. You can take it out and about on the move. You can be in the car, exercising, walking the dogs like you. It's just a fantastic way of keeping motivated. And congratulations. Thanks for taking the time to send us your feedback. And all of us here at Lighter Life hope you enjoy spending your holiday vouchers. Now for this month's competition, and we're giving you the chance to win £100 worth of beauty vouchers, which you can use to reward yourself in the month of January on a non-food treat. So whether it's having your hair done or your nails, or indulging in a relaxing or invigorating massage, finding time to spend on yourself is both relaxing and rewarding. And it's so simple to enter. Like Daphne, all you have to do is email your views and comments on the podcast, along with your name and where you're from, to podcast@lighterlife.com. That's podcast@lighterlife.com. It could be to let us know how the podcast helps you with your weight loss journey, or you may even have a suggestion for a podcast theme. Whatever your thoughts are, we'd like to hear them. And as a thank you, we'll pick one email at random and the lucky winner will win £100 worth of beauty vouchers. The closing date for feedback is Friday, December 31st, 2010. And full terms and conditions are on our website, lighterlife.com. And the best of luck.
The whole of life is but a moment of time. It is our duty, therefore, to use it, not to misuse it.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of the Inside Lighter Life podcast. We do hope you enjoyed it. Check back at the beginning of January at lighterlife.com for the next podcast, where our theme will be Letter to Myself. This is a powerful exercise clients undertake at the start of their journey. The act of writing yourself a letter involves making a personal commitment. By filling it with promises to yourself for the coming year and focusing on your goals and commitments, it'll be a constant reminder on your weight management journey. Clients are encouraged to sign and date it as a snapshot of where they are when they start their journey and where they want to be after the weight loss phase. Listen next month to discover how it works. And just before I go, if you'd like to find out more about Lighter Life and how to lose weight fast in a safe and sustainable way, then please visit our website, lighterlife.com. I'm Susan Spence, and on behalf of all the team at Lighter Life, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.